Can you eat after it?
Dude. We're back, baby.
Let's go.
I feel like this is how we started our intro a year ago.
Yeah.
Welcome back, man. We are back with the Guy Talk podcast, Guy Talk Radio. I'm Grant Mosier, founder of the Guy Talk Company.
I'm Will Huntington, director of Hype for the Guy Talk Company.
Capital H-Y-P-E.
Let's go.
We are back. This literally feels like the same intro we were doing a year ago when we dropped our last podcast episode. Obviously, a lot happened in 2020. We kind of had to hit the pause button on the podcast. Not because we were slowing down with Guy Talk. It was actually the opposite. We actually really turned things up. So what's going on, Will? What's new with you?
Dude, wow, that's a huge question. I mean, 2020 was, and we're in 2021, which is crazy to think about, thank God. 2020 was a year of, I think, you know, a lot of trials for everyone, a lot of tribulations, and just a lot of ups and downs. But I mean, overall, I think it was a pretty solid year, in my opinion, for a lot of things, from a mental growth standpoint to a physical growth standpoint, changing careers, getting out of relationships. I mean, moving to a new apartment. There were a lot of new things that happened in 2020, and I'm excited to dive into that. And, yeah, I mean, Guy Talk too. I mean, shoot, dude, like a year ago we were recording podcasts. Now we have a full blown community of guys and a family of guys. So a lot's going on. What about you on your end,
man? Well, I tell you what, man, I felt really bad about saying that 2020 was arguably like the best year of my life because of everything, all the negatives that went on in that year. But after like having some like real deep conversation with my therapist about it, and I was like, I have so much guilt saying that. And he helped me kind of walk through why I felt that guilt and realize that, you know what, there are going to be times when I'm feeling down and have a rough year and other people are doing great. And I certainly wouldn't want to wish a bad year on them. So he was kind of, encouraged me to spread the positivity of the good year that I had, that we had, and keep it rolling. So yeah, man, in my world, a lot's going on. This week especially is wild. I have to be out of my apartment Thursday. I just bought an investment condo that I'm fully gutting, full remodel.
Let's go. Big boy moves. Big boy moves.
Yeah, down here in Austin, I finally got tired of paying rent, and so I bought this condo, and my God, it's been an adventure, because right now the bathroom is torn completely down to the studs. I did leave the toilet in there, luckily,
nice.
But there's no shower, no sink, and I'm moving in there tomorrow, so that'll be great.
Well, you can always just take a little washcloth, dip in the toilet, clean yourself out. Yeah, there's a lot of things.
Take
you
a page
do
out of your book. No, so this week moving into the new place, obviously remodeling that place on my own. It's a lot, but it's also pretty cool because Thursday I leave for Colorado, going out to Breckenridge for my 30th birthday.
I was gonna say, someone's turning the big 3-0,
baby.
Let's
and,
go.
So there's about 10 of us. Most of us, I think 9 or 8 out of the 9 of us that are going are Guy Talk members. Some of the guys have never met in person, which is so cool. And we're meeting out there in Breckenridge outside of Denver. Do a little snowboarding. I'll probably break my wrists or my neck.
No, but let's not say that.
We're going to have a good time. So, yeah, good week. Really good year. We'll dive into that. But, yeah, it just we're in a good spot now, I think.
Yeah, and I think, like you said earlier, like you shouldn't feel guilty. I mean, yeah, 2020 was a year of, we're living in a pandemic. We have COVID-19. We have all the wild and crazy things that happen in the world. But I feel like 2020 was a year that I leveled up as a person, as a human. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of pros that I've taken out of this year, especially going through some of the stuff that we had to go through of, being separated from your friends and from your family. And I mean, it's all about the mindset and the way you look at those things. I mean, we could have easily crawled into a hole and been like, oh man, this is going to beat me up. But it's like, no, fuck
I kind of did for a little while.
But yeah, but hey, but you crawled out of it. Like, you're like, at one point you got to be like, all right, well, fuck this. Like, I'm going to come out of this much stronger than I was before.
Yep.
And so don't feel guilty about that at all. Your therapist was totally right, man. Like, if 2020 was a year of growth, man. It was a year of like coming out, whipping ass and taking names in a way. So yeah, there's so much we can dive into, and I'm really excited because it's been a year since we sat across from each other, sat next to each other, and recorded a podcast. We're super excited for the listeners to be here with us, and let's take this journey. Let's do it.
Let's jump right in. Yeah. So a year ago, January of 2020, we were recording an episode. You remember what that was about?
Oh yeah, you and your surgery and the entire experience from getting the phone call to going through a breakup to getting on a plane. Like, yeah, I remember the whole, that still gives me like the goosebumps, man.
Me too, man. Yes, I was at that point, I was about 2 months removed from a liver transplant surgery. My little nephew Brooks was 17 months at the time. If you want to know all the details, you can go listen to our last episode a year ago.
But we're back.
Yeah, we're back. We promise we won't wait another year to drop the next episode. But I was 2 months out of that. And I was recovering mentally, physically from that surgery. I was the donor. My little nephew needed a piece of my liver. And you know, since then he's blossomed, man. That kid is, you know, it's just the happiest little kid ever, back to being who he is. Love that so much. I was actually back in Ohio for like a month in November for our 1 year anniversary of the transplant. And we couldn't be more thrilled as a family about that. So that was neat. While I was up there, the Cleveland Clinic where the surgery happened, they filmed a little video special on our story about me and Brooks. And that ended up getting picked up by the Today Show. And so pretty That's pumped big. About this. Yeah, man. So actually just like a week and a half ago, I did a little Zoom interview with Kate Snow, one of the main reporters from the Today Show, and her team, the producers. And we haven't heard a release date yet, but they're going to be talking about the transplant, but they're also going to be taking a mental health spin on it because, you know, those of you who know my journey, January of 2019 was my low point. You know, depression turned into suicidal thoughts, and I almost took my own life in January of 2019. And if I had done that, I wouldn't have been around in November of that same exact year
to do what I did
to save little Brooksy. So, you know, that's a message for me. It's a message for everybody else that, man, if you're struggling, just keep going. Somebody out there needs you, and you're here for a reason. So yeah,
pick up the phone, call somebody, shoot somebody a text.
Yep.
You know, Grant will tell you, I'm the guy, I'm always calling everybody randomly.
You call a little too much sometimes.
Yeah, I'm always hollering at people because I'm like, you know what, it's for me, that's my release. And just like, and for anyone out there, that if you're struggling, like that's, You know, it's, and I know not everyone's super extroverted. A lot of people like keep stuff inside, but man, like I'm telling you, it's simple as just picking up a phone, calling an old friend, calling a family member, whoever it is, just to chat.
Yeah. I always say, you know, it sounds in theory so simple to say that, but I remember when I was going through it, you know, and I was so ashamed. What I say now is that I recognize it's not a simple thing to do. You know, in theory, it sounds simple, but really all you have to do is have 15, 30 seconds of courage to make that call or shoot that text, you know, just send it out. And the hard part's done. After that, it's on whoever you send it to. Hopefully they can step up, be the friend that you know, you know, love and trust and be there for you. So yeah, I guess my point of all that is that, you know, that was a really low point for me. And if I hadn't been around for everything that's developed since then, man, like I'd be so bummed out. The life has been awesome since then.
Yeah, we got to have our Grant here.
Right,
so
right,
tell
right.
me this then. So our last podcast was in January.
Yep.
And you just shared what we chatted about. What's happened from then until now? Like, I know that's a lot, but I mean, just as a recap, just to kind of let our listeners know, like, what has G Money been up to since the last podcast until, you know, today's date? We already know you're going skiing and you got this, you know, this new condo, you're busting down walls, you don't have a shower, so you're not gonna shower for weeks.
But like, can't wait.
What else is going on, man?
Yeah, man. Well, 2020 was, you know, obviously started out feeling really good kind of coming out of that surgery. And then obviously COVID happened around March and I went into lockdown. And at the time I was actually living with my girlfriend at the time. And, you know, quarantine helped us realize that it really exposed incompatibilities that we had, you know? Yeah. I still have so much love and respect for her as a person. I think we just realized during, I think it was April maybe, that early April, that, you know, we are just very, very different people, you know? And so we just didn't see the future working with us. So a breakup in early pandemic quarantine lockdown was brutal, you know?
Yeah.
Luckily, I had just adopted a little Wrangler, a little Great Dane puppy. And so he kind of kept me company there during a rough April and May. But man,
sorry to interrupt you. Listeners out there, I don't know, he said the word little. There is nothing little about this puppy. At like 7 weeks old, it was 97 million pounds, and it's the size of a dinosaur. So beautiful dog, sweet dog, but there's nothing little about it out there. So
yeah, I got him at 6 weeks, which is a little early, but I got him at 6 weeks. He was 13 pounds. He had a massive head, though. But
sorry to interrupt you, back to your flow, but yeah, he's a huge dog. It's a horse.
But now he's coming up on a year, and he's about 150 pounds and still growing. So
Wow.
Yeah. So he, my little buddy Wrangler, kept me going through honestly a very tough first several months of quarantine. You know, I don't do well when I'm alone. You know, with my thoughts. I'm an overthinker.
Yeah.
I definitely thrive off of social interaction, feeding off other people's energies. And so early quarantine, like the first half of the year, honestly, was brutal. Until I got out and I said, screw this. I need to get out. I need to change of pace. So me and some other Guy Talk members got out to Moab, Utah,
yeah.
Lake Powell, Arches, all these, you know, national parks out there. I took the Guy Talk Jeep out there.
Let's go, baby.
Just kind of fucked around on some rocks and did some amazing camping on the cliff sides. It was just such a cool, like, life-altering trip for me and those guys. And it helped me realize, like, man, it sucks that we have to be, you know, fairly locked down, but man, there's still so much out there, so much good out there in the world.
Yeah.
And that trip in June of 2020 helped kind of shape the rest of my year. And so, yeah, personally, just the rest of the year just kept going. I worked with my therapist a lot, worked with a lot of my friends just to kind of get into right headspace the rest of the year. And, you know, we'll definitely dive into where Guy Talk went since then, but man, the end of 2020, first half or first month of 2021, I'm just having a lot of fun, which is something I rarely do, and I'm excited about it.
And that's a key to success in life in a lot of ways. And as cliche as that might be, yeah. But the word FUN, man, fun. Yep. As long as if you're having fun, you're living. Yeah. And I know,
dude, Grant, you're so good at that though. Like, you know, I struggle with that. So there are times when I'll call you and be like, dude, I'm a workaholic. That's my vice, you know.
Yeah.
And I'll call you and I'll be like, man, I'm so stressed. I'm overwhelmed. And you are so good at like recalibrating me and helping me just kind of like take the load off, you know? So I'd love to hear obviously what happened in 2020 for you, but where does that even come from? Where does that lightheartedness come from?
I think it's how I'm programmed. I think that's a God-given gift. I also get it from my mom. I mean, she's so good at like just making fun out of a lot of just random scenarios. And as a kid, and then also my deceased uncle Walker, my mom, it's so funny. She always, even as a kid, she would call me Walker by accident. Like, oh shit, like Will, I mean Will. He had a lot of that in him, and I got to be around him for a lot when I was, before he passed away in 97. And I really and truly believe like part of him just kind of got instilled in me.
Yeah, lives on in you.
But I really don't know. I don't know a clean answer to that. I really appreciate that. That makes me super happy to hear that. It's just me being me.
Yeah. Well, I'm super grateful for people like you because I put so much pressure on myself, you know, and being able to call you or I love our FaceTimes.
Yeah.
Man. Like we just FaceTime what, Friday or whatever.
I made my day. I needed that.
Yeah. So same here.
We're both grinding. Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say too. Like for the listeners out there, Grant just gave us a little recap of, you know, of 2020 for him, but he's also super humble. We're not going to say who he works for, but he also got a huge upgrade in his job too, in his career. He got a nice, really solid promotion. And so there's some big things on that end outside of Guy Talk. And just want to congratulate you on here, man. Cause
appreciate that, man.
That's a big deal. You like, for a lot of people who maybe never met Grant in person, like this guy does work his ass off. Like, and he works a lot.
Too much,
so
man. Too
that's
much.
Where that word FUN comes in. We need some more fun every once on this man's life. But he's a workaholic, and so you need to be very proud of yourself, though, because that was a big accomplishment.
I appreciate
year.
That. Yeah, and now it's the point where, you know, working full-time, you know, plus 40 hours plus with a day job, plus Guy Talk, plus the condo, and plus, you know, novel idea, I'm trying to start dating again and, you know, have some fun with my buddies, you know? So I'm finally starting to carve off some time for that, and that means setting better boundaries in this year. I'm excited
100%.
About it. Yeah, yeah. Whoa. So how about you, man? Give us the rundown. Woo! So January 2020, we were sitting here. Most of that podcast was about me and my story, but where were you then, and then where have you been since?
Man, a lot has changed since then. I think then, you know, still fun-loving, goofy Will, but I was in a whole different career that I was not happy with. You know, it was a great company, just wasn't the right fit for me, so I knew I'd been struggling with that for a while. Mm. Was slowly getting into the dating game, which then led to getting into a relationship. Which was really new to me since it had been a very long time since I'd been in what I would call more of like a serious relationship.
Yeah.
Which
was playing, were you playing the field?
I was playing the field for a hot minute.
Yeah, a few years,
you know, just trying to find that right one.
Yeah.
And, you know, started dating a girl and she was a sweetheart and you know, and I learned a lot. We ended up breaking things off. We dated through pretty much, I guess, through lockdown phase. Mm-hmm. You know, we did get to have that one double date by the pool, which was nice.
That was fun. Yep.
But, you know, things just didn't work out, and that's okay. And I learned a lot, too. That was the first time I'd really laid a lot on the table early. So So that went down, but I'd say the one biggest change, man, is I switched careers during the pandemic.
Yeah. I can see it in like your eyes and your body, like the way you carry yourself now, ever since you changed jobs, man.
It was life-changing. Yeah. Life-changing. I was, I wanted so badly to find something that just gave me more life on a daily basis. And for the listeners out there, I used to drive a lot from my old job. I used to travel a lot, a couple hundred miles a week. And it was a grind. And so luckily, I gained a job in the tech industry.
Yeah,
and,
yeah there's
and,
no luck. I mean, you know, you gave me props. I'm giving you props here because you worked your ass off to make this transition. You know, you did it very methodically. You leveraged connections because you've done a great job building a network here in Austin, which is not your hometown. You know, you're pretty new to town like me. But you leveraged your connections, man. You did what you needed to do to make this transition. And I know up front you were wondering if you're qualified for what you're going into. And dude, you've been crushing it since. Spoiler alert: Will's been crushing it.
I
carry
appreciate
on.
It. I've been you know, shooting some threes and making them. No, it was a huge transition going into, especially an industry I had zero background in. Mm-hmm. So that's been a huge blessing.
So are you a tech guy? Are you an Austin tech guy now?
I'm a pretty big tech guy, honestly. Pretty big tech guy.
You can't see here because the video is too high, but the dude has rolled up. He's rolled up his jeans to mid calf, and he's got some high white socks with some kind of like, I don't know, logo on. I got one of those Nikes. They look like Vans, but
yeah.
Hold those shoes up, would you? Can you get
it? Let's go, baby.
There we go.
These are called Kill Shots, Nike Kill Shots from the 70s.
Solid, man.
A little styrofoam and some Sneaker Politics socks. Shout out to Sneaker Politics in New Orleans.
By the way, if you're just listening to this, you can watch the video on YouTube as well, so you can check out his shoes.
Exactly. I'm a big shoe guy. I have a lot of sneakers. Yep. Bought two new pairs last week.
Nice.
But, so it's changed apartments, changed locations, moved, you know, closer to downtown on South Lamar. Mm-hmm. So that was a big change in life. But yeah, going into that new job, I think kind of that new career put me in a whole new lane in my life. I mean, not only a level up for me in my career, but just gave me another newfound like confidence. Like, I mean, I felt a lot more confident as a human being. I was excited to tell people what I do for a living. And I think that has helped me so much from a mental standpoint. Let's see what else. Oh, I played in a UTR pro tennis tournament
back
in October and got my ass whooped, but it was so much fun kind of getting back into tennis.
Will was a former tennis pro before he moved here. Got a little skin cancer.
Yep.
I guess that's the quick wrap up, right? You got skin cancer, had to pivot from that. Do you regret that pivot?
No, best pivot of my life. Yep. Honestly, a lot of people ask me all the time, "Oh, why'd you leave tennis?" Like, man, that's such a cool like career and job, and it was awesome, and I loved every moment of it. But the skin cancer was like probably the biggest blessing in disguise. For the fact that it allowed me to make that pivot and to have more of a social life and to have more of a life in general and balance. And so don't regret it at all. Actually very thankful for it. So played in that, picked up boxing, which I have now fallen in love with. Grant and I both joined the same gym.
Yep. South Austin Gym.
Let's go.
Shout out to our boy Mo, the main man.
Yeah. Coach Mo,
Coach
baby.
Mo,
Coach
baby.
Zach.
Yep.
So yeah, I've fallen in love with that, and I've got a new goal to hopefully do an amateur fight maybe summer 2021 if I can prepare
against
in time.
Me.
Yeah, baby, let's go.
Let's go. So here's for those of you guys listening or watching here. Here's the great debate here. So Will joined this gym, South Austin Gym, and he went on the boxing side, you know, and that's like one half of the gym. They've got all their really soft bags over there.
Where savages are.
Yeah, whatever. And then I joined and I decided to do kickboxing, which is basically boxing plus knees, kicks, elbows, headbutts. And it hurts, man. I have so many bruises and it hurts a lot. So the big debate is Will and I are going to throw down. We're spitballing ideas here, like a Guy Talk charity event, right? We're going to throw
it
down. We're going to get in the ring. We're going to get whatever. But he's informed me that I can't use any of my arsenal of elbows, knees, kicks.
I have to box him. Yeah, just straight box.
And we're going to need some feedback on this one.
I'm now like, I'm a mix of Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather because you're not going to be able to hit me. And I have this chin made out of cement. I mean, Jake Paul, if you're listening, bitch, I got you. Like,
I'm gonna be working with Maurice. Mo, my coach, has actually, side note, Mo has been a huge motivator for us getting back in the booth here.
Yeah.
Mo from the jump at the gym there. I feel he kind of took me under his wing. He could tell that I had potential, but I was a total rookie and I had an ego problem, you know, playing high school sports or playing sports in general. I came in thinking that I could pick it up really quickly and go as fast as possible. And I ended up hurting myself a lot because I had bad form. But man, freaking Mo stuck with me, always pulling me aside, coaching me up. I know he's been good to you too.
He's such a good guy. And I can't speak highly enough about that gym. I mean, that to me has been such a game changer for me in my life over the last couple months since joining back there in September. But man, other than that, in 2020, I'd say, you know, I the big blessings, I got to go home a lot. I got to go see my mom a lot. My mom and sister came out here a few times. I actually had COVID as well back in the summer, which was a little scary, especially catching it while at home with my mom, who's high risk, and my sister, who was there as well. Thankfully, you know, neither one of them got sick. But yeah, I mean, 2020 has been a crazy year of so many changes. But to me, there's just so many positives that outweighed all the negatives. And it's been one hell of a ride, one hell of a year. And 2021 is off to a great start. And I'm going to try to just continue to, as I was saying earlier, you know, kick some ass and take some names and whatever that is.
Yep.
Yeah, it's hopefully that was a good enough recap for everyone out there listening. Yeah. But that's kind of what Will's been doing. And got another side hustle.
Yep.
With my boy Tanner. Shout out to Tanner. Started a little secret disco society. So if you're in Austin, especially in the coming months, when things start to settle a little bit more with COVID, we're gonna be throwing some really fun events. Teaming up with Guy Talk down the road as well, just to come out and socialize, see some people, maybe bust out some dance moves.
Yeah.
But other than that, that's pretty much what's been going on, man.
Yeah, man. I think that's cool. I think you went from being the guy that I could rely on to lighten my mood a little bit, you know, because that's who you are, right? I mean, that's at your core, like you said. You went from that, but then by changing jobs and making all these other big upgrades in your life, man, you not only like serve that role for me, but I think I can see that like you do that for yourself now. Like, I don't know, man, just something about like looking at you now, it doesn't feel like you're having to like flip that switch. Like, okay, Grant needs lifted up. I better flip that switch and you know, turn on that side of me. It just feels like it just comes out, it exudes out of you now, man.
I appreciate it, man.
I love seeing like your smiling face all the time.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah. And I've missed you, man. I know it's been a hot minute. You've been so busy.
Yeah.
This is so, you know, I know we're recording a podcast right now, but this is a treat for me as well, just to get to kick it. Cause we both just, life has been, when we say crazy, I mean, it has been crazy and it's been busy and it's, you know, and so I really appreciate that. I definitely feel that this last year was a huge blessing. I think it definitely helped me kind of come out of my shell even more. Maybe I don't know. I appreciate that. Cause I feel good. I definitely feel good. Pretty damn good.
That's awesome, man. I think it's so neat, man. I think about our friend group and how it's evolved through 2020 as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say most notably, Calvin, our boy C. Pat, Calvin Patterson, one of the OGs of Guy Talk, one of the, you know, me, Will, Sean, Calvin, the four of us would just like hang out nonstop from the time I met him in February. You know, those three guys were the guys that helped pull me out of my low point, you know, in early February 2019. We were like inseparable through all of 2019, and then 2020 happened, and like we obviously out of necessity kind of had to, you know, give each other some space. But then our boy Calvin went and moved back to Kansas City.
I know.
Give people a quick little recap on that, because it's kind of shifted our social life a little bit, I think.
Yeah, so Calvin Patterson, my dog, our dog, like that's our dude. He had to make a big life decision. Well, first and foremost, he got a huge promotion.
He's a grinder, man.
That dude has been working his ass off and his heart out for Planet Fitness for a long time now. Just to kind of give you a little background, and I'm sure he won't mind sharing this, that guy started off as a trainer there in college while he was playing college football and has worked his way up to pretty much right underneath the C-level suite of the largest franchise in the country, Planet Fitness. And this newfound opportunity that was presented to him, moved him back to Kansas City, and it was a huge blessing. I know he's misses Austin like crazy, and I know he's having some FOMO, and he's probably gonna have some FOMO listening to this.
He doesn't listen to our podcast, does he?
We're gonna make him listen to it.
Yeah, he does.
He got to be back with his son, and I know he's just enjoying that, and it warms my heart getting to see Instagram videos of little Jonas playing basketball, and he's there watching, and so I know there's a lot of beautiful things happening for him in his life. And, but we definitely miss him so much. And Austin's not the same without Calvin Patterson. Agreed. But the good news is, Calvin, the door is always open, brother. You can move back anytime you want. Bring
got room on
down
this couch
here.
Right here next to me when you come down.
So that was a big change in 2020. Yeah. It went from, you know, especially Calvin and I, pretty inseparable since the day I moved here, because he was the first person I met him. And I actually met him and Sean the same day. But Sean then left for an Ecuador trip, but ended up being pretty much neighbors with Calvin. And so it's been a pretty big adjustment for me, because that was like my kind of my guy on the weekends that was always
your
ready.
Dog, man.
That dude was always ready to roll no matter what the situation was, the scenario. Like, that dude would show up to do anything. So
he's for the boys.
He is. If there is there's no more loyal human out there than that man. That dude is the most loyal human being on the planet. Yep. So that's been a big change for sure.
Yeah. And the reason I really wanted to make sure we touch on that, and Cal, we miss you so much, but I'd love to get your take on this. We haven't really talked about this, but I almost feel like, we were so inseparable from early 2019, you know, or longer for you guys who had met earlier, up until basically until Calvin left, you know, because it had become our way of life, basically, right? The four of us, we were the boys, you know, like people expect us to show up together and do things together. We kind of helped, you know, launch Guy Talk into what it is now. We're the OGs of Guy Talk, right? And it became kind of just what we did every weekend, you know, every week. I feel like with Calvin moving away, as much as I miss him and love him, I feel like that almost like subconsciously gave me permission to go explore other paths in life. Not just like, I'm by no means like replacing him or you guys.
No, absolutely.
But it just all of a sudden was like, oh, Calvin's not here. We're not going to go hit Sprint Squad and Javelinas for brunch on Rainy Street and go do what we always do. All of a sudden it's like, okay, well, what do I want my life to look like now? And it's been kind of freeing for me to be like, okay, I want to go mountain biking this time. I want to buy a condo and dedicate all my time to that, you know? And I'd love to hear, because you've obviously evolved too, socially.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think you make a great point. It's, you know, at some point, the boys are going to have to kind of spread their wings.
It's a sad day, man.
Spread their wings and fly a little bit. Yeah. I mean, everyone's going to make, you know, make changes and whether that's kind of starting to build other little small pockets of friend groups and grow your friend groups. And no, I 100% agree. I feel like, especially with everything that went down when we had to lock down, everyone started making friends that you kind of live by and other friend groups that maybe you haven't reached out to as much. And I definitely feel like that is something that all of us have done. I know, look at Sean. I mean, Sean's been training now 6 months for this huge Spartan race and has this really
shredded.
Oh my God. He posted a picture on Instagram today. Ladies, he is single and the dude is shredded.
Yep. He probably weighs what, like 115 now?
He's going to kill you for
loving
saying
that. Sean.
but I mean, just like a prime example, I mean, he's made this cool little community and group that he works out with that has become like another family to him. And, you know, me and with Tanner and some of those guys. And I just feel like it's been really cool because we're still the boys at the end of the day.
Yep.
And we can, you know, everyone can, like, you're into your mountain biking, your different things. We all have these kind of these different paths that we've taken over the last maybe 6 to 7 months. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I don't know, it's really awesome. I definitely get what you're saying that with Calvin kind of leaving, it did kind of just let everyone kind of expand a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it's a huge void. And I feel like so many times, like whether it's a breakup or a friend leaving or you lose a job or quit a job, like there's a void, right?
Yeah.
And that void hurts and it kind of sucks at first because it's the unknown, right? But I think we've all gotten pretty good at knowing how to fill the void with things that we actually want to be in there, you know? Versus I think a lot of people, sadly, if you don't know where you're headed in life or if you're still battling a lot of insecurities, anytime there's a void in your life, you fill it with vices or you fill it with things that, you know, you think might make you look cool or you know, cover up those insecurities. I think we're all to a good place now where, you know, when we kind of went our separate ways, there's this social void, really, lifestyle void. And we filled it with some really freaking cool things. So
I
love it.
Super cool things. And honestly, Calvin, if you're listening, man, I'm excited that you have moved for the fact that it gives me a place to come visit.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted to go to Kansas City. This guy's been bragging about since the first day I met him about that Kansas City barbecue.
Yep. And now he's KCK, right?
Yeah. He actually moved to Kansas, guys, if you guys really want to know.
He's a big Kansas guy out there with the Wizard of Oz people.
Yeah, and tons of tornadoes. big Kansas guy. He's going to murder me. Murder us.
I didn't realize there was such a big divide between KCK and KC Moe until I met Calvin.
I think the first time I ever met him, he made sure that he told me, I think maybe 3 or 4 times that night, we went out together. He's like, it's KC Moe. And I was like, he's like, you don't forget. And I said, I will never forget.
Die hard, yeah.
But I told him, when he was getting ready to move, I said, man, I said, this is a huge opportunity for you. I'm terribly sad. Like, yep. It's my boy, but I'm so excited to be able to go up there and visit and take a guy trip up there. Yeah. We can go anytime. And so,
yeah,
but yeah, there's a lot that has gone down, but I think what we really need to start sharing is what has happened from that last podcast. We'll keep coming back to that with Guy Talk as a company. Like, what's been going on with Guy Talk as a company?
Yeah, man. Well, the reason we stepped back, like I said, it wasn't because we lost steam or momentum with Guy Talk. It was the opposite, where, you know, coming out of my, you know, I was recovering from that surgery half of November, all of December up in Ohio. It was cold. This is end of 2019. And I was kind of holed up there, you know, and it gave me a lot of time to think, but also work, because that's what I do when I have nothing else to do. I work. And I kind of started building the structure for Guy Talk, not just as an Instagram page or a podcast or some kind of, like, you know, social thing. I wanted it to become an actual community. You know, we had guys, as you know, like, we had guys in Austin showing up to our events. All of our events in 2019 were sold out. Those were so cool. Our knockout kickboxing event. What are some of our other ones? A sweat crawl with 10,000.
The margarita mixer. Or yeah. The mixology.
Mixology one. Yeah. Yeah. So all of our events kept selling out in Austin in 2019. So when I had the surgery and was kind of laid up for the tail end of the year, I started thinking, like, man, how do we take this to the next level? Because we had guys from all over the U.S. and even a couple international guys reach out and say, like, how can we get involved? Like, is this in any other cities? And the answer was no, you know, well, sorry, we don't have it in your city. And it kind of helped us realize, like, well, what would it look like to bring it to other cities? You know, I think we knew that there had to be an online hub as a central point. And then we would branch out into local chapters of actual, you know, in-person meetups. What we didn't bank on was that the local or the online hub would go from being just a piece to, like, the extent of Guy Talk in 2020. Right.
Oh yeah.
And that was tough, but I think we did a pretty good job adapting. What do you think?
No, I think we did a great job. And like you said, we went from, you know, full steam ahead, selling out all these events, having the ginormous sweat crawl that we had with the brand 10,000 and Beam, and, you know, had all these guys. We had guys fly in, mm-hmm. guys drive up from, like, the South Padre area. Yeah. Like, it was crazy. I remember there was, like, a crew of, like, four dudes. They drove, like, 5 hours that morning, did it, and then drove back that afternoon after.
Yep.
To then you having your surgery, taking some time off, and then getting ready to hit full steam again, and then boom. Yep. COVID hits.
Yep.
And
well, actually, in between, so I don't even know when the podcast was dropped, but I think we were announcing that membership. We were, like, launching a community and their membership would be open. Well, we ended up selling out our first, 100 founding member spots in less than a month.
And our goal was like, what, two?
Yeah, we were hoping like by the end of the first quarter, we would have, you know, 50 to 100 guys. We did it pretty quickly with only using Instagram shout out selfie videos, right? Yeah. And then since then, we launched two additional 25 person waves. Which sold out in 24 hours, I think, both of them. So we're now up to 150 members. We just started bringing on some new guys kind of low key this month, because we've transitioned platforms. But yeah, like, 2020 became the year of the online community, which is not what we were originally built for. You know, we're first and foremost an in-person meetup, events, experience type of company. But I'm grateful we had that online thing. It got a lot of us through a rough year.
No, 100%. I think, you know, like you said, it's been it was a good challenge and a good change for the fact that, you know, we went from an experience company, as you just put it. Like, it was. I mean, Guy Talk was an experience. That the guys were coming to events for the experience, for the interaction, to make those friends, to make those lifelong connections. And now we had to pivot and say, okay, well, here's this online community that we just kind of had in our back pocket. Like, this is going to be something that, you know, you guys stay in touch, blah, 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 to, no, this is it right now.
This is all we can do.
This is all we can do. We can't see each other. We can't hang out with each other. And it just exploded.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like when we first released that, you know, got those first 100 guys in there, the founding members, and shout out to every single one of you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have helped us build this road that we're riding on right now and this highway that we're riding on. And we're so thankful for you guys. But that online community was incredible. Please tell the people a little bit about it. Like, what, you know, tell them about the online community.
Yeah. So it started in 2020. We started on Slack, which a lot of you guys probably use it for work. You know, it's like a team collaboration tool. The challenge with Slack is that it's not built to scale very well, at least not the free version. And the paid version is stupid expensive.
Super expensive.
So that was out. This is still very much a side hustle for me. And it would have been like a, I think it was 15,000 per month. I can't remember. It was going to be something ridiculous per month to with the kind of numbers we're looking at.
You don't have
doing.
A shower right now. You
yeah, exactly. Exactly. Let me get a shower first, guys.
Guy, you got a sink or a shower. We could be dropping that kind of coin.
Right. So we knew Slack wasn't going to work as our hub for communicating. So we ended up adopting a new platform called Circle. They're a new startup. They just raised a bunch of money and it's awesome. And so what the online community does or what we do inside of it is it's basically a hub to connect with other guys, make friends from all across the U.S. We actually have several members that are outside of the U.S. Shout out to Simone over in Japan playing pro hockey. Our community manager, Simone. Denis is over.
Dude.
Yeah, that's Will's dude. He recruited Simone and he's been awesome.
Yeah.
I can't say enough about that guy.
Yeah, Simone, real quick, just give you guys a quick little background because you're gonna see a lot of Simone within the Guy Talk Instagram page. He is not only just a tremendous asset to Guy Talk, he's a tremendous human. I mean, that guy went through one of the most traumatic neck injuries, you know, almost paralyzed on the ice in college when we were both at Ferris State, to coming out of that to not only playing professional hockey, I think he had a tryout with the Red Wings. Now he is one of the best players in Japan, played on Japan's national team.
Yeah.
He's half Japanese from Vancouver,
yep.
Canada, has a beautiful Canadian accent.
Yep.
He's also married to a beautiful girl named Amber. And he's we can't speak, you know, more highly than
right.
I mean, the guy is just a phenomenal fucking dude. Like, love that guy.
And throughout all of that, from Japan, he still has time to run our Instagram page, run our community, basically. He's giving guys shout outs for their birthdays. He went out and collected everybody's birthdays. And inside of our online community, always saying, "Hey, happy birthday today to Will!" You know,
yeah,
and
he's a special dude.
Yeah,
man.
special dude. So he's in Japan. We got Matt Hannigan in Korea right now. He's over there teaching. And so it's become a nationwide thing. You know, almost 160 members now, nationwide. But we got a couple guys international. It's just really, really cool. So right now the focus is on the online community. You know, there's interest groups on there, right? So it's anything from camping and outdoors to relationships to sobriety, you know, whatever guys are dealing with, there's likely a channel on there where you can have just very candid, you know, private conversations with your community members, your brothers. So that's really cool because we wanted to take the approach of, you know, what would life look like if you didn't have to worry about, like, is this guy going to judge me? I don't really know this guy across from me. Is he going to judge me? Is he going to think I'm weak for sharing something I'm struggling with? We stripped it out completely. And from the beginning, we said, you know, hey, this is a place where you can talk openly. You know, we're not pretending it's all good here. You know, we know it's not all good. And so this is your open space to talk about fun things, talk about the hard things, you know, all the challenges. So there's all that going on there. We have Monday Moves channel. So every Monday, guys are jumping in, setting their goals, their intentions for the week, which is awesome. We got Question of the Week where we jump in. I'll ask something either deep or funny, and guys field that question. It's a good way to get to know each other. And my favorite is Friday Wins, where guys jump in and we celebrate with each other. You know, what went right that week, what they accomplished. It's like humble bragging, but not so humble. It's just more like bragging, and we support that. You know, I love that.
I was going to say, I think out of all of the different channels, Friday Wins is my favorite just because it feels so good to like put my, I'm like, oh man, I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, what are my wins this week? What are my wins?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, that was a win. This is a win. That was a win. And I'm like, I'm making myself feel good. And then I know for a fact that I'm in a place where I'm going to have 50 comments. You know, everybody's like, dude, fuck yeah, man. It's awesome. Like, way to go.
Yep.
Like, you know, hitting you with all the emojis and
it
makes you feel so good. And it is a cool thing because it's like, yeah, it's humble bragging, but everyone's doing it and everyone's supporting each other.
Yeah.
You're not just doing it as an ego trip or anything like that. It's like, dude, this is sincere. This is genuine. Mm-hmm. This is what I did this week. I'm so stoked for myself. I'm stoked for the other guys.
Yep.
And I feel like that has been one of the, in my opinion, coolest things about our online community. I also feel like it's been really, really awesome to make some friends from afar. I mean, some private messaging, some phone calls, some FaceTime, some, you know, Zoom calls and happy hours.
Yeah.
Tell
with guys all across, man.
Say,
it's awesome.
You got to share that. So we have like some weekly or every 2 week happy hours. What are those about?
Yep. Yeah. So we do our all community happy hours. And it was just every other Wednesday I was leading an evening call. We just jump on, you know, and kind of shoot the ship for the first part, you know, get to know each other. But then what I love is we kind of crowdsource out of the group. We crowdsource two questions every call. And I love it. Guys are so excited oftentimes to share questions they've come up with, you know. And we always do one that's kind of a fun, easy to answer type thing. Like, for example, some of our past ones were like, you know, what was your first concert? Or, you know, what was your first car? Things like that,
yep.
where it's easy to get to know each other. But then we crowdsource out of the group. We get a second deeper question, you know, where it's a keep it real type question. Pick those two questions, and then we do a random breakout, you know, into groups of three or four guys through Zoom. It's awesome. Yeah. I love that Zoom feature where you can do these breakout rooms. And so you go out and you have no idea, you hit it accept to jump into your breakout room. You have no idea who you're going in there with. You may know the guys, you may not, you know? And then you have the two questions, so it's not awkward. You already know what you have to talk about. And I tell you what, man, I break those rooms out, and it's an hour long call. So I give guys 20 to 30 minutes to do those, you know, in their breakout rooms. I got so much flack from guys bringing guys back too early, because they're like, dude, we were just getting to the good part. We're just getting to know each other. And like, what a cool thing that you got adult guys from all across the US, all across the world, really, at this point, just connecting like that. And it just makes me feel so good, man, because this is the kind of community I needed when I was at my low point, and we're trying to bring that to the masses now, and it's so exciting.
It's something the world really needs,
yeah.
and especially right now.
Yeah.
I mean, and the breakout rooms are honestly my favorite. I mean, I love the beginning. Everybody's coming in. Everybody's kind of shooting the shit, bullshitting with each other, picking on each
just
other.
Chirping but at each other a little
bit, When you go in those small rooms, and my most memorable one was a couple weeks back when I got in there, your brother was in there.
Oh, yeah.
And we were talking about books, and neither one of us are big readers, and I don't think your brother's ever read a book, except like a science book in high school.
It's engineering, man.
He just looked at pictures.
Yeah.
But it was just so much fun, because I remember I was genuinely mad that we had to end it, because not only were we having just fun, just goofy laughter, conversations, and then it turned into that deep question where we're like, I mean, this shit got real, and you're like, okay, this is, you're really opening up to these people. And I mean, I've never met your brother in my life.
Yep.
I mean, I've met your lovely parents, who I love to death.
Yep.
But there's other guys in that room that I've never shook their hands, never even met mm-hmm. them, and you learn so much about people, and it's such a special and unique family that we have, and I like calling it a family. I think community is great, and that we have built community, but I feel like at the end of the day right now, like, this is a family. Guy Talk Company is a family of brothers. Like, it's a family of guys who are there for each other and have their backs, and that's what this online community has really shown over the times that we've been mm-hmm. living in, since we can't have those in-person events where you're getting that, you know, that effect of seeing people and shaking hands and hugging people.
Right. Like, God, I miss that.
I know. You're getting it virtually, though, which has been so cool, because I don't feel like there's a lot of things out there that you're able to get that from,
right?
To collect that energy from. And that's the vibe, man. Shout out to your Guy Talk in general, man. It's a vibe. Like,
it
I know
is,
that's
what it's a whole
all
vibe,
the cool
man.
Kids are saying right now, but Guy Talk is a vibe.
Yep, yep. And I think my favorite thing is that this whole online community got so strong out of necessity, right? Because of COVID, right? So we couldn't go do anything. So we really, our first year of the community, we had to just really invest in learning the hard way, what worked, what oftentimes what didn't work. You know, if guys weren't responding to certain ideas or whatever, then we just went back to them, especially the founding members. And we said, hey guys, what can we do to make this more engaging, more fun, more real for you guys? And we got some awesome feedback. So we've rolled all that into our new platform Circle, which we just launched, you know, a couple weeks ago. So any new members coming in, don't feel like you're behind, you know, by no means are you behind. You're going to be jumping into Circle right at the same time the rest of us are. So really excited to be bringing on new members, and hopefully this year with vaccine and things kind of, you know, hopefully getting under control with COVID, we're going to get back to what we were all about at the beginning, right?
Oh,
so we're
yeah.
always going to keep the online community, certainly, but we're going to get back to our in-person events, baby. We're going to do a lot of local chapters. So right now we've got a strong contingency in Boston, Columbus, Ohio, Michigan. Obviously Austin is our kind of our flagship chapter. We got some guys out in Denver, building on Pacific Northwest. Jesse's around Pacific Northwest. We got some guys on the West Coast. So as we grow, we're going to start doing more events in local cities, you know, get some of our partner sponsors to come out, do some fitness events, do some really cool, unique experiences to bring us together. But I think I texted you and the boys the other night.
I was going to say, drum roll.
Yeah. So everybody, every member, everybody who's thinking about joining, a big thing we're planning is Guy Talk's end of summer camp, September 23rd through 26th. I'm so freaking pumped for this, man. This will be our third attempt at it, and I feel good that it's actually going to happen this time. So our end of summer camp kind of evolved from this concept where, last June or July, I started thinking, actually it was more like February, I started thinking about what could our big like annual conference look like. Yep. And you know, we've all been to conferences for work, whatever. They're boring, they're stuffy. You're in a hotel conference room.
Get your name tag, let's sit down with a notepad.
Yeah, you're supposed to dress up and wear clothes you don't feel comfortable in.
Yeah, not at all.
And do all this bullshit, right? So I was like, you know what? I don't. We're all about kind of rewriting the rules here with Guy Talk, anyway. So, what would it look like to create an annual conference that's actually just something you look forward to going to every year, where you're getting together with friends, but you're also getting a lot out of it, you know? And so, I started thinking about like when were some of the happiest moments of my life together with big groups and friends, and it was summer camps. Did you ever go to summer camp as a kid?
Oh yeah, went to summer camps, went to different church camps, went to tons of sporting camps.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like a big combination of camps.
Yeah, for sure. And unfortunately, that stuff goes away once you're out of school, right? And that's a bummer to me. You know, in college, you had spring break. It was like always, you know, a big get together, right? And that kind of goes away once you become an adult, you know? And so we're bringing that back, I guess, long story short. We're bringing that back. We realize it's probably too hot in Austin to pull off a true summer camp.
Yeah.
We would be just sweating like crazy.
Everybody would just melt.
Yeah, exactly.
We'd be the Guy Talk members left.
Yeah, right. We care about your safety and your well-being. So we're going to call it the Guy Talk end of summer camp, probably in September, October every year, when things start to get a little more mild down here. And I won't reveal all the secrets yet because we haven't fully pinned down the location yet, but we have one in mind where I'll just say this. We're talking bunk beds. We're talking water slides. We're talking morning workouts together with the group. We're talking a dining hall to eat with everybody.
Oh, yeah.
But my favorite part is it's not just going to be it's going to be a fun 3-day weekend, right? But my favorite part is that we're going to have experts in our community who are already members lead breakout groups for us, you know, little workshops. So maybe we'll have some of the guys do some meditation workshops. We'll have other guys do a vision book or a cooking workshop or a fitness workshop, you know. We have so many talented guys in this community who want to give back to the group.
Yep.
And I can't think of a better way than to go on a summer camp with these guys from all across the country and maybe even world if guys fly in and have a lot of fun, man. I'm excited.
So you're telling me I can ride water slides and go do a fitness workout and meditate, which is something I am horrible at. So I would love to get with someone who's an expert to really help me learn how to do that or learn how to teach me how to do that. But I'm really excited because this is definitely something we've talked about a lot.
Yes.
And really wanted to. I know we actually had a spot we locked down.
I had a contract in place this is in February. I locked it in for June or July of last year. Unfortunately, I had to cancel it because of COVID. Yeah. So if we can pull it off, we're going back to the same spot. It's going to be sick.
Sick. Yeah. A little teaser out there. Yep. Can't give you any more information, no location, no names, but it's
September 23rd through 26th. It would be a Thursday through Sunday down here outside of Austin, Texas. That's all we're going to say for now. But if you're a member, get excited for that. If you're thinking about being a member, make sure you join because this is going to be for members only.
Yeah. And just to kind of, you know, wrap things up here, I know we've been talking for a while. It's our first podcast back. A lot more podcast episodes coming. We're going to be doing a lot of outreach and we'd love to, you know, get some feedback, guys. Like if you're out there listening, you know, shoot us a DM, whether it's you shoot us a DM on the Guy Talk page or shoot one to Grant or myself.
Yep. Make sure if you're going to send me a DM, make sure it's the right Instagram.
Oh, yes. Hold on. Yeah. I'm so glad you brought this up. So I called Grant earlier today. We were discussing, you know, about the podcast tonight. We're both just been super amped about today. And earlier today, I was on Instagram taking a little break from work, and I noticed that Grant posted a story. I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh shit, G posts something on a story. Like, what we got here? Is it a thirst trap? Is it like a cool picture of something? Like, what
90%
we got?
Chance
we got?
It's a thirst trap.
Yeah, 90%. I mean, I slide in those DMs.
Oh, yeah.
But I look and I just start cracking up because I know Grant has finally made it. Like, guys,
arrived, baby.
This guy is finally made it. He is famous. He is one of the coolest humans on the planet because somebody took time out of their day. And whoever you are out there, I hope you're listening because I fucking love you.
Me too, man.
This guy, somebody created a fake profile of Grant on Instagram today.
Yeah.
And started
trolling people. Like, he was actually
nice,
very, very friendly. Yeah.
Some friendly DMs.
So, yeah. So my Instagram is at Grant Mosier, and this one was at grantmosier.official site. grantmosier.official site, which, I mean, who's going to buy that? That's real anyways. But yeah, jacked like 5 or 6 photos, including like one with all my carousel photos of like me and Brooks and our surgery and everything. And started shooting off DMs to people, started adding my friends, and started shooting off DMs of people saying like, "Hello, how are you, my friend?"
And I was these are nice. I was a little disappointed there wasn't OnlyFans linked to it or anything like that, but it was just.
So luckily, my boy Corey C-Dub, one of my college roommates, sent me a screenshot, and he says, "Is this you, man?" He said didn't have the usual swag that your DMs have. I was like, "Nah, dude, like report that." So I've officially arrived, and I'm waiting on my blue check mark. Should come any day now to keep the fake accounts away.
Keep the fake accounts. We're going to get him verified out here. But
make the push, guys. Send in word.
On the way to the podcast earlier, I called him. I said, gee, I was like, dude, you have finally made it, my man. Like, if they're creating fake profiles out there, like, you're now, in my eyes, you're famous. And I am so honored to sit here and do this podcast with you.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
I'm probably going to shoot off a DM at that other one when I get home tonight.
I'm so glad they were nice about it. But anyway, so as we wrap up here, guys, it's been a lot of fun getting back together. I mean, Will, we haven't been together in person in a long time.
Yeah,
and way too luckily, long. This is going to change that, which is so cool. But as Will said, we wanted to do a little recap this time around. The future ones, we're going to be much more interactive with you guys. We're going to be crowdsourcing questions and maybe even some videos from you guys if we can pull that off. So we really want to build this for you guys, our community, our listeners, our friends. So let us know what you think. Any closing words?
Man, guys, everyone out there, smile as much as you can. Make it a habit this week and next week and the week after that to take time to speak to somebody. I know right now we're in the mask wearing era, and I'm sure everyone's sick and tired of wearing a mask. Keep doing it. Keep everyone safe. But make sure you speak to other people, because I feel like that's something that we all need right now. So with my closing words is just, go out there, speak to somebody, show somebody a smile from a distance.
Smile with those eyes, man, if you got a mask covering your mouth.
And just continue to spread positivity in this world. We need it. So hug your friends, hug your family virtually, from a distance, up close, whatever you want to do. But I'm just so happy to be back in this booth. Yep. So happy to be here with you, brother. And love you. Guy Talk family, Guy Talk members and brothers. And we're back, baby.
We're back, baby.
We're back.
Yeah, boys, go check in on your crew. Couldn't have said any better than Will. Check in on your crew. Suicide depression rates are skyrocketing because of COVID. And we already know, men are 4 times more likely to take their life than women. So check in on your crew, check in on your boys.
Yep.
We have a hard time, I think, expressing what's really going on. So, it may take a little outreach on your end. So please do that. And if you're the one struggling, just know that we're going to get through this together. Reach out to somebody you know, love, and trust, because you're here for a reason. You're here for a purpose. And we love you guys. So until next time. This is Guy Talk Radio. I'm Grant Mosier.
I'm Will Huntington.
And we'll see you soon.
See you later.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Feels good, man.